maintaining that when Mashiach comes, not much is going to change. And that prophetic expressions like wolf will lie with the lamb are but to be understood as a metaphor. The Rambam speaks specifically about that nevuah, that prophecy. And he says, Mashal v'chida, it's but a parable. It means, Sheyiyu Yisrael Yoishvin Levetach Imri Shegoyim, that Israel will be able to dwell peacefully, securely, with wicked nations that previously tried to despoil her. And this is how the Rambam says things are going to be as he continues in the 12th chapter of Hilchos Melachim, the Laws of Kings. The Rambam maintains that this metaphor means Yachzru kulam ledasa emes. Everybody will return to the faith of truth. Everybody will recognize the supremacy of Hashem. Everybody will appreciate the Jewish people for who they are. Morality will be the way of life that everybody embraces. Lo yigzlu v'lo yashchisu. They shall not steal nor destroy. Ela, rather, yechlu davar amuta benachas. They will eat permitted food, proverbially speaking, just like everybody else does, at peace with Israel. And that's the meaning of v'aryeh kabokar yechal teven, that the lion will eat straw like the ox. So the Rambam took this metaphor, this mashal, that speaks about the wolf and speaks about the lion, and he says these prophecies are not to be understood as literal iterations. But the halacha then concludes with the following words. V'chein kol kayetza be'ilu hadvarim. And so it is also with prophecies or things like this, be'inyan hamashiach, when they talk about the messianic redemption. Heim mishalim. They're all to be understood as metaphor. U'b'yameis hamashiach, when Mashiach comes, yivadil ha'koel, then we'll all know, le'ezad davar hayamashal, what the metaphor was and what the parable alluded to. So the Rebbe once asked, why is it that when it comes to the first metaphor, the Rambam actually articulates and spells it out? And then he says, the other prophecies, when Mashiach will come, then we'll understand what the metaphor is. Why is it that this one had to be specifically explained and all the others left to our imagination? And the Rebbe says that the likely reason is because that prophecy comes as a continuation of the pasuk, the verse, and the prophetic promise, the Yetzer Chayter Migeza Yishai, a shoot, a sapling, will come forth from the progeny of Yishai, meaning from David HaMelech. In other words, this prophecy speaks specifically about the arrival of Mashiach. And what Rambam is trying to tell us is, when Mashiach arrives, he doesn't necessarily come in a flash of miracles. He doesn't come in a hailstorm of extraordinary events. But it's easy to understand that at some later point, many, many things will indeed change. And the Rebbe says even the Rambam would agree that many of these metaphors are actually literal and not to be understood as parables, and that many of these mashalim will be fulfilled in their most literal sense. The Rebbe says this is something that we could allude to as the tkufa shniya shel yemos HaMashiach, the second or later iteration or era, epoch of the coming of Mashiach. And so in closing, when we speak about nothing changing, it's specific to the moment Mashiach arrives. After that, many amazing things will surely unfold and happen. And as we've talked about in previous episodes, it's even possible that miracles will unfold right from the very beginning. And Mirtz Hashem, soon, we'll all find out for ourselves.